Go ahead.
Good morning to everyone. I will call the meeting of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission to order for Saturday, October 24, 2020. We'll get started this morning with the open public input. Nikki, take it away.
All right, we'll now take public comment from attendees. As a reminder, everyone receives 3 minutes for comment. Everyone is currently muted, so if you have a question, please raise your hand. If you're on the phone, if you're on the computer, the hand button appears under your name. If you're on the phone, please press *9 and wait to hear you have been unmuted. That is your indication to speak. First up, we have Jason. Nope. Well, let us know if you change your mind, Jason. First, we've got David Lynn, followed by Jason Lake. Go ahead, make sure to unmute yourself.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is David Lynn from Ocean Shores, representing myself in support of wildlife and wild places. Following up on my comments yesterday, I want to talk about the language that is used by the department and how it affects perceptions. Several of the words in its vocabulary have the effect of demonizing predators and rationalizing their killings. When the department goes about killing wildlife, it rarely uses the word kill. Its preference is to try to sanitize its actions by using lethal removal or some other euphemism. In doing so, it tries to minimize the brutality of these acts and ignore the fact that each animal is a unique being that feels pain and suffering. It's an individual, not some undifferentiated portion of an abstract group that can be treated with. The department acts as if the killing of one wolf is a singular event and that the effects do not go beyond that one killing. It does not consider the impact of one killing ripples through the pack structure and creates instability. This instability may cause more conflict if a vital member of the pack is lost and its hunting effectiveness is compromised. Or, as happened in the past, a breeding female is killed and her pups may not survive without their mother. I don't think that the department offers any sort of support for these pups or even counts their deaths. The term depredation carries with it the connotation of plunder, pillaging, and ravaging. In fact, the act that is called depredation is a normal predator-prey interaction and is only framed in this negative context from a commercial point of view. But from the broader perspective of the natural environment, it is just a predator killing a prey animal for food. It is not malign nor evil. In the discussion about chronic conflict zones at the WAG meeting on Wednesday, the term problem wolf. I think that is a pejorative term, like the big bad wolf of fairy tales. Its use allows the speaker to endow the subject with an evil and malicious intent, which does not exist. A wolf is an individual guided by its inherent instincts that allow it to survive. It does not bear malice of intent and does not seek to cause damage. It is we humans who create that image. A wolf is considered to be a problem when conflict occurs, but it could just as reasonably be stated that there are problem cows who arrive at the wrong place at the wrong time, creating the conflict. In fact, neither animal is the problem. Conflict is the problem, and we need to work carefully in order to rationally discuss the issue, analyze the interactions, and develop solutions. Words matter, and pejorative language does not help. Thank you for your time.
Any questions or comments for David from the commission? Hearing none, David, thank you.
Larry, this is Brad. I'm on the phone. We had computer problems because of power outages last night, so I'm on the phone until I can hook up. I just want to let you know.
Thank you, Brad. David, thank you for your comments today. Nikki, next, please.
Next we have... Okay, next we've got Jason Lake. And just as a reminder, folks who came on, if you would like to give open public input, make sure to raise your hand. The button appears under your name, or press *9 if you're on the phone. Go ahead, Jason. You're unmuted. Make sure to unmute yourself.
Yeah, good morning, Commission. This is about the Willapaw Bay policy that you guys are looking at. I have a big concern this year with the 14% Ron Warren threw out there that you guys went along with. Obviously, if you guys look at the hatchery reports, you'll see that there has been semi-truck after semi-truck of fish hauled out of these hatcheries to surplus, which does not help our coastal communities. Our economies just suck out here. I don't know what to tell you guys. Either change the policy, quit raising these fish, do something. I mean, you guys are trying to hide behind something that's make-believe here. You know, as I sent in my comment, I attached some stuff from Jeremy Jordan from NOAA. They don't even care about Willapaw fish. You guys are protecting them more than they protect ESAs. It's because you're wrapped into this policy. What's going on here? Get it changed, because I mean, this is just absurd what we are seeing this year in the Willapaw for fish coming back, and we can't touch them. You know, they're just choking up the rivers. I've got videotapes and pictures of thousands and thousands and thousands of hatchery fish above the weir. There were so many fish there, they went above the weir. They just couldn't control it. I mean, you guys are worried about PHAS, but then NOAA goes, we don't even care about them stupid fish in the Willapaw. They're all a bunch of mongrels. So they're not looking at any ESA or anything else. Where you guys write in their conclusions, this is what Willapaw Bay policy is supposed to do, is protect you from ESA. Oh, come on. Let's get the facts straight. Let's get the department going in the right direction here. You know, since my dad passed, we've got staff in Region 6 trying to kill the Hatchbox program. And we're sitting here going, what the heck are you guys trying to do? We're trying to enhance and create opportunity for the public. And you guys are holding everything up over something that's make-believe. How much free federal money do you guys get to put us out of business and create studies? That's all I got. Thank you.
Any questions or comments from the commission for Jason? Hearing none. Jason, thanks for your comments this morning. Nikki, next, please.
Next, we've got Stephanie Valea. Go ahead, Stephanie. It looks like you're unmuted.
Hello?
Oh, there you are. We can hear you.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Valera, and I am a 13-year-old living in Washington. Fur trappers and predator-killing programs have already pushed American wolverines to the edge of extinction. And now, as their snowy habitat disappears in our warming world, so do the wolverines. As few as 300 American wolverines remain in the lower 48 states, and despite the serious threats to their survival, wolverines have once again been denied Endangered Species Act protection. The American wolverine could disappear from every state save Alaska if we don't act fast. It's only a matter of time. And wolverines aren't the only ones in danger. Right now, there are only around 130 gray wolves in Washington. And with officials working to remove gray wolves off the endangered species list as well, this number will only decrease. This vulnerable wolf species could be eradicated from our state by the end of the year. And it doesn't stop there. There are many other animal species that are struggling to survive. Yet hunters still claim that their work helps conservation efforts, when in reality, it does the opposite. It exacerbates the population decline of many imperiled species, such as the ones I just mentioned. And all of this for a trophy. Pope Francis once said, "It is not enough to think of different species merely as potential resources to be exploited, while overlooking the fact that they have value in themselves." Each year sees the disappearance of thousands of plant and animal species which we will never know, which are children we will never see because they've been lost forever. I urge you to place protections on all of these endangered species before it's too late. And that is why I am here today. I am here today because it is time for us to change. I've had enough. I've had enough of the Commission failing to protect biodiversity. That is what you are here for. You aren't here to please trophy hunters or the fur industry. You are here to serve this state's wildlife. Please honor that responsibility. Thank you.
Any questions or comments from Stephanie from the Commission? Hearing none, Stephanie, thank you for your comments this morning.
Thank you.
Nikki, next, please.
I currently don't have any other hands up, so I will repeat one more time. If you're on the computer, the raise hand button appears under your name. If you're on the phone, please press *9 and wait till you've been unmuted. I'm not seeing anybody. Nope.
Okay, nobody. All right, well, that will conclude open public comment for this morning.